am all what he says I am, I certainly owe that to you all. Ezekiel chapter 2. Ezekiel chapter 2. Before we begin, let's go ahead and pray, and we'll begin. Lord, we love you. Thank you that we can gather in your house with your people, with your book, with your message. Thank you, Father, that you sent a man of God to us, Lord Father, each one of us, that we can sit under and hear the preaching of your word. And I pray, Lord Father, that you'd use me in this office at this point right now, Lord Father, that I thank you for that opportunity and that you would consider me, Lord. Pray, Lord Father, that you give me the words to say and only those words to say. And I pray, Lord Father, that those that don't know you as Savior, that they would heed your word and they would trust you today. And for those of us that do know you as Savior, help us to continue to heed your word and grow and become the Christian you want us to be. Lord, I pray that you calm my nerves and just bless this next few minutes that you have me to say. Lord, we just praise you now and thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen. The topic tonight is, Be not thou rebellious against God. And so the question naturally is, well, how do you do that? How do you not be rebellious against God? And let's take a look and see what Ezekiel has for us. In Ezekiel chapter 2... starting in verse 1. And he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. This is God speaking to Ezekiel. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet. The Spirit caused him to get upon his feet, if you notice that. That I heard him that spake unto me. And he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation, that have rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me even unto this very day. For they are impudent children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God. And they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there hath been a prophet among them. Verse 6, And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns be with thee. And thou dost dwell among scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. For they are most rebellious. But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat that I give thee. Again, the topic tonight is be not thou rebellious. And we're going to try to answer how to not be rebellious towards God. How do we not do that? The key verse that we're going to look at is verse 8. My 3 points come from there. Verse 8 says, But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Number 2, open thy mouth. And number 3, and eat that I give thee. Simply put, hear, obey, and eat. That's what we're going to look at. God told Ezekiel here, he said, Hey, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. God told Ezekiel, listen to what I'm telling you. Don't be like the world. Don't ignore God. Hear what I say unto thee, son of man. First step to not be rebellious is to first hear what God has to say. Well, how do we hear what God has to say? By what we're doing now. We listen to preaching. We listen to teaching. We read His Word. We study His Word. We meditate on God's Word. He gave us His Word. Step one, we need to hear the Word of God. We must make the hearing of God's Word a priority in our lives. If we are not getting the dose of His Word daily, what can we do to change that? What can we do to change that? It may require a new job schedule. It may require waking up earlier. It may require a new routine. I don't like new routines. I like staying the same. But sometimes God, it's necessary for you to make changes to benefit you. It may be a new job altogether. It may require you moving. I don't know. Each one has your own unique situation and change that may need to occur to make sure that this is a priority in your life, His Word. Mitch was teaching on this wonderfully this morning. It has to be a priority. This has to be a priority, the Word of God. We must take time to hear the Word of God. Joshua 1:8 says this, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." It says day and night. It must be a part of our lives. It cannot be just when we crack the doors of the church. It cannot be that alone. It's not enough, as Mitch was alluding to. He was telling us this morning. But it has to be real to us. If we are going to take steps to fix the things in our lives to where we do not rebel against God, we first must take the time to hear His Word. How else are you going to know what God says on the matter? How else are you going to know if you're in rebellion or not if you don't even know what God says about the matter? That's why it's important. That's why God says, "Hear my words, son of man. Hear what I say unto thee." And before I get any further, let me explain a little bit about what is rebellion. What does it mean to rebel? What does that word mean? When one rebels, it's someone who, by definition, willfully violates a law. A rebel is someone who has heard what is right or knows what is right, but willfully or they choose to do wrong anyway. 1 Samuel 15:23, very good example of what not to do. "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, He hath also rejected thee from being king." In context, in that whole chapter, that's talking about the king Saul, who rejected the word of God. He rebelled against God's word on what he was supposed to do. He was supposed to utterly destroy it all, but he kept back some, didn't he? He did not obey. And therefore, he rebelled against the Lord. The consequence of his rebellion was Saul was removed from being king. So in Ezekiel chapter 2, God is telling, he's exhorting Ezekiel, the man of God. He says, "Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house." That rebellious house he's talking about is his own children. He's talking about the children of Israel. God is warning his children through Ezekiel, hey, be not rebellious. God is warning us today as well through his word as believers, hey, be not rebellious. Do not reject my word as Israel did then, as Saul did then. Those are our examples of what not to do. God gives us examples of things to do, and he gives us good examples of what not to do. He tells us in his word. So number one, again, how do you not be rebellious against God? Number one, hear what I say unto thee, son of man. We need to first hear the word of God. Number two, back to verse 8. He says, be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. And he says, open thy mouth. I liken that to simply obey me. God told Ezekiel to open thy mouth. God had things, He had plans for Ezekiel to carry out. And in order for God to use Ezekiel, Ezekiel had to first learn simple obedience. God told Ezekiel, open your mouth, son of man. And you know what he did? He opened his mouth. He obeyed the Lord. He did exactly what God told him to do. He opened his mouth. Step one, we hear the Word of God. That precedes this step of obeying the Word of God. Hearing and obeying the Word of God will keep us from rebellion, from disobeying against the Lord. Hearing and obeying go hand in hand. After we hear the Word of God, the next step is obey what you hear. Boy, it seems so simple, right? Hearing and obeying, but boy, many times we don't even get the first part right, even listening to God. Hearing without obeying God's Word will not have the same effect as someone who hears and disobeys. Excuse me, let me see if I read that right. Hearing without obeying God's Word will not have the same effect as someone who hears and obeys. There we go. We come to church here to hear God's Word preached. We read our Bibles to listen to instruction, to learn of God, what's His take on the matter. We learn about His laws. We may even memorize His Word. All that's good. All that's necessary. We need to do that. But until we actually obey what it says in here, we will not grow into the person God wants us to be. We'll live stunted. You can learn how to soul win. You can learn everything about it. You can find out the best ways that Pastor McGovern wins people to Christ. You can learn from Brother Jacobs how he deals with people. You can learn from John Penix how he deals with people in the bush. All these things. You can take all these notes. And that's all good. We should learn from brethren that may know, maybe experts in that field or whatever. I'm not saying don't do that. But if that's all you're doing and you don't take the next step and actually go out and soul win, do you ever become a soul winner? No. You just know a lot about that subject. You can never earn the title. Not that you should be earning titles, but you can never be called a soul winner until you do it. That's the next step. That's where God will take that and say, I see what you're doing, and I like it. Let's move you to the next step. It's that hearing and obeying that will lead to that growth that He wants in our lives. Until you actually obey and go, that growth won't occur. How about this? You can learn in God's Word about tithing and that it's good and that we should do it and that we should give 10% back to God. But until you actually start giving your tithe to God, are you a tither? No. Until you actually do it. Right? When you actually obey His Word. As I read through the book of Ezekiel, that's where I'm at in my devotions. I'm learning that God used this man, Ezekiel, in very different and difficult ways. I'm learning that God was able to use Ezekiel as a great man of God, not because he had just dripping with raw talent. He just simply trusted and obeyed God. He just simply trusted and obeyed God. Let me briefly share some things that God had him do. Because Ezekiel heard the Word of God and then he obeyed, in Ezekiel chapter 3, God calls Ezekiel to the house of Israel. And He says, go preach to them. Go prophesy to them. He says, say the words that I have for you to say. But I'm going to warn you, hey, this house of Israel, boy, they're not going to hearken unto you. For they will not hearken unto me. Don't expect them to hearken unto you. God calls Ezekiel, hey, I want you to go preach my word to this rebellious people. God warned him, hey, it's not going to be fun. These people are very rebellious. This job is not going to be easy. But Ezekiel heard God and then obeyed. He just trusted God. So much so, God said in His Word that the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. He's not boasting here. He's just telling you what God did for him. The hand of the Lord can be strong upon you and I if we follow His steps by hearing and obeying the Word of God. God blesses when we do that. He can use us to do great things for Him when we have that hearing and obeying steps down in our lives. Can you imagine being asked by God to lay on your side for 390 days? God asked Ezekiel to do it. Hey, lay here, 390 days. That's a long time to lay on your side. A long time. He simply trusted and obeyed God. That seems kind of difficult and different, right? That's an interesting ministry to have. What do? I lay on my side and I preach to this rebellious people. That's an interesting ministry. God had great plans for Ezekiel to follow on. God wanted to use Ezekiel in great ways, but Ezekiel would have never done these things had he not first listened. He heard the word of God and obeyed it. Ezekiel went on. God said, go preach to the mountains. Just a unique ministry this man had. God's hand, I argue, would have never been strong upon him had he not learned to first hear and obey the word of God. We think maybe God used Ezekiel to do some strange and difficult tasks, right? Maybe you would wonder, would God ever use me to do something like that? Would he use me that way? You know what? He just might. If you just simply hear and obey God's word. He just might if you simply hear and obey. Let me bring it down to our level, right here in our church. We have men, women, and children in our church doing some different and, I would say, difficult things for God. I can think of one ministry that fits all of that. 2 and 4. We have men, women, and children who go pick up kids from all over town, all walks of life, different countries. We bring them to one place. We preach to them, feed them, play games with them. We try to do all that to win them, right? Week after week. And you know, these kids aren't little angels that we're bringing in here. They got problems just like you and I. They are very rebellious, some of them. And they don't want to hear what we have to say. But you know what I think? If you're asking my opinion, I think God's hand is strong upon you that are upon that ministry, that work in that ministry. I think God's hand is strong upon you because you're learning how to hear and obey Him. Well, what about the Ram ministry? We have people in our church that go ride on boats, planes, or snow machines into the middle of nowhere to rebellious people that may not want to hear anything that we have to say. That being the gospel. But I think the Lord's hand is mighty upon that ministry. Why? It's the hearing and obeying. The hearing and obeying. What about the prison ministry? Same thing. There's some hard people in there. What about the domicile Bible study? Ryan, you ever stopped and think about that? We have a Bible study. I know you're part of it. I know there's other men. We have a Bible study in a federal building? That just doesn't happen. God did that. That's a God thing. I say God's hand is mighty upon those ministries. Because we're hearing the word of God and we're obeying. God did that. We must first, again, hear His word. Then we obey His word. And thirdly, my favorite part, let's eat what God gives us. I like to eat. It doesn't really show, but I do like to eat. God told Ezekiel, so how do we not be rebellious? God says, hear what I say unto thee, son of man. And then God said, open your mouth, son of man. And then thirdly, he said to Ezekiel, Eat that I give thee. Eat that I give thee. Which is God telling Ezekiel, hey, be content with what I give you. Be happy with what I give you to eat. Did you know that God, if you were to read on, God told Ezekiel to eat a roll. I'm not talking a bread roll. I'm talking about a scroll, like a book. He said, eat it. Well, that's kind of strange. Eat some papers with some words on it. That's not food. Why would I eat that? God told him to eat it. Ezekiel 2:9, and when I looked, behold, a hand was sent unto me, and lo, a roll of a book was therein. Skip down to verse 1 of chapter 3. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, eat that thou findest, eat this roll, and go speak unto the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. And he said unto me, Son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. I'll pause there for now. I'll read a little bit more in just a minute. God sure sounds like a parent to me, a loving parent here. Like a father maybe telling his child, you need to eat what I give you. You eat the food that I prepared for you, that I've given you. And you learn to be happy with what you got. You need to accept the food that I give you to eat. Here's a illustration personal to me. Recently, Krista and I were watching Elena. And we're at the table eating breakfast. This is when John and Janet were gone, so we had the Pinnock's kids too. I'm pretty sure it was then. I don't remember. I get it all confused. But regardless, she's eating breakfast with us. Krista gives her her food, and there's bacon on the plate. Ew, I don't like bacon. I don't want this. She remembers, too. She didn't want that bacon. She didn't want what was given to her. You know what we did? We made her try it. Just go ahead and try it. Eat what I give thee. She took a bite. Mmm, I like bacon. It's good. And then she went on preaching to everybody how good bacon is. Bacon is good, too. It's good for you, right? I don't know if she'd ever tried it before, but she went on preaching after that. I never used to like bacon. Last year I didn't like bacon, but I like bacon. She kept asking for more after that. She found out it was good for her. But she would have never found out until she heard us and obeyed us and accepted what was given her. She became content with what was given to her, right? So much so, she began sharing of the goodness of the bacon. Hey, do you like bacon? I think you should like bacon. God told Ezekiel, eat this roll, son of man. And then he followed that up with, and then go speak unto the house of Israel. Ew, but God, I don't like this kind of roll. Ezekiel didn't do that. He learned to hear the word of God and trust. And he obeyed it. And he ate that roll. As weird as it was, he ate it. You know what the word of God says? Ezekiel 3:3. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. The word of God can taste so sweet if you first hear it and then obey it. And then you eat it. God is telling us today, like he did Ezekiel, be not thou rebellious. Hear what I say unto thee. Open thy mouth. Obey and eat what I give thee. Be happy or be content with what God gives you in life. I know that's harder than than said. It's easier said than done. I know. I know. Sometimes we find ourselves thinking, we are not where we thought we were supposed to be. Sometimes we find ourselves sitting at the dinner table of life, and we look at the food in front of us, and we're like, oh man, this again? But we get discontent sometimes if we're not careful. We can become bitter, and we can become not happy with what God provides us. Sometimes we even miss out on good food because we refuse to eat and accept what God gives us. Elana found out bacon is awesome. And it is. But she would have never known that until she ate it. I asked myself, did it ever occur to me that God may have me exactly where He wants me? Did it ever occur to you that He may have provided the exact plate of food He wants you to eat? But since you have refused to eat it, you're missing out on what He has for you. Maybe you're missing out on some blessings. Simple message. I don't know where you are with your relationship with God, but I think God has something for all of us in here. I know He did for me. For some of you, it may be you right at the beginning. Maybe you need to start hearing the Word of God more. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Some of you may not have a relationship with God because you never started one in the first place. You never repented of your sins. You never put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. All of us are going to stand before God one day. And we're all guilty of breaking His laws. We're all sinners in His sight. There's none of us in here that are perfect. So how can one be saved? How can one be perfect? By accepting the one who took our place in judgment. That sinless Savior. He lived a perfect life. He died, He rose again, and God said, He's perfect. I find no fault in Him. He took our place for punishment. He's the only one that could stand before God and say He's innocent. You have to simply hear the Word of God and then obey it when He says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. For some in here tonight, you need to hear and then obey. You need to come to this altar and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You need to find your mom or dad and tell them you need to be saved. You need to find the preacher and ask him, how do you do this? I want what you have. Maybe you are saved. Maybe you still need to hear and obey more. Maybe you're not growing in your faith. Have you slowed or stopped hearing the Word of God? Step one, start hearing the Word of God again. Maybe you're hearing the Word of God and you're even obeying the best way you know how, but you're missing out on the third part, and that's that eating the Word of God. Being content exactly where He has you. That is, I'm telling you, that sometimes is not easy. Loss of a loved one, deaths in the family, that's kind of hard to be content sometimes. But God knows. And you give it over to Him, and you give it over to Him, and you give it over to Him, and you give it over to Him. And when it comes back, you give it over to Him. And when it comes back, you give it over to Him. And you just keep giving it over to Him. Maybe you're struggling with contentment, being happy with what the Lord has provided you in life right now. Whatever your need is, why don't you come forward at the invitation and talk to God about it? That's what He wants from you. He wants you to tell Him about your problems. Talk to the one who He really cares, genuinely cares. Talk to the one who knows all about it already, but He wants you to share it with Him. Why don't you take the steps tonight as He taught Ezekiel? Hear me, son of man. Hear what I say unto thee. And then when you hear what I say unto thee, open thy mouth. Obey me. Obey me. And then after you open your mouth, boy, eat that I give thee. Be content with what He gives us. I argue Ezekiel was a man blessed for it because he followed this. He just simply trusted and obeyed God. There's no secret. Pastor Roach did all the things that he did for God because I believe he followed this principle. God said it. I'm going to trust it. I'm going to obey it. And then God just kept blessing. Same thing Pastor McGovern's life. Why is he the preacher he is today? I believe he followed this principle. He simply heard the word of God. He obeyed it. And then he ate it. Doesn't mean trials aren't going to come. Boy, Ezekiel had some crazy stuff happen to him. Shave your head and your beard, bald. Oh, man, I like my beard. Ooh, yeah, ooh. Can you imagine that? He told Ezekiel, okay, God, I really like my hair, though. But he did it. Lay on your side 390 days. I'm kind of particular laying on my right side. Can I lay on my right side, God? Not my left side, because then my nose gets all clogged up. Anyway, that's where my mind goes, you know. I need to be comfortable. Simply hear the word of God, obey, and eat what He has for you. God's saying, be not thou rebellious. And He says, hear the word of God, obey it, and eat it. And that's all I have. Brother Jacobs, would you close this?